everybody, and welcome to yet another episode of the Authentic Leadership Podcast. I am your host, accredited coach CC Ojani Bekor. If this is the first time you're tuning in, you can find out more about how I help leaders like you and your teams by going to themainprotagonist.com, following me on social media, Coach CC Ojani, CECEOJANY, or LinkedIn. Love LinkedIn. Just look for CC Ojani, CECEOJANY. There are plenty of other episodes before this one. Have a look. Take a look. I even had a series, the Unusual Conversation series, where I was discussing some pertinent topics and matters of life with two fellow coaches. So after you listen to this episode, please keep it right here. Have a listen to some of the others. Today, I want to share with you a key to getting ahead in work and in business. Now, progressing in your career and in your business isn't as straightforward as we would like. We all know this. And there are so many tips and frameworks and tools that are shared around, including by coaches like myself. But today I want to think about one thing that makes all the difference. One thought, one belief, one focus that will truly help you progress and even feel fulfilled in your work life. It has worked wonders for me and wonders for my clients. And that is this: to have a laser focus on solving problems. Just that. Why is it important to do this? Well, in the day-to-day of our work, we often get distracted by and caught up in so many other things. We get caught up in politics. We get caught up in trying to avoid the wrath of our bosses. We get caught up in complaining about how crappy the job is, the workplace is, and how you just want to leave. Some of us are caught up in just constantly trying to look good. And sometimes even the pursuit of money can become an unhealthy attachment. You forget why you started that business in the first place. And the reason is usually because you were passionate about solving a particular problem. All these and other things distract us. They take us away from having a laser focus on solving problems. And that's how our work life can get convoluted, complicated, and difficult. Focusing on solving problems can become your true north, your North Star. And if you're a founder or a team leader, it can also become the one thing you consistently remind your team members to focus on: solving key problems. Your CV is going to look great if you can show how you consistently solved key problems and the impact that that had on the department, the culture, the revenue, the organization as a whole. That's what recruiters are looking for, by the way. This thing that you did, this dot point in your CV, how did that move the needle for the department, for the organization? CV writing tip for those who might be job searching: don't just write what you did as a dot point in your CV. Include information about what that activity did for the organization, for the department, for the bottom line, for the triple bottom line at large. You also want to be talking about the impact of your activities, not just what the activities were. So, think about what you were hired to do. Think about what you started your business for. Focus on that. All your activities have to ultimately contribute to that goal, that North Star. All your activities have to contribute to solving that or those problems. I like to invite clients to regularly, throughout the day, ask themselves, how is this task I'm doing right now contributing to solving a key problem? And if you are someone's direct report, let me ask you this. Are you clear on how the tasks you're doing are contributing to solving key problems? Or are you just doing what you've been told to do with no idea what that document will be used for, what that report will be used for, who will read it, how it contributes to the big picture? Direct reports of the world, get into the habit of asking for that level of clarity so that you can know how the work you're doing fits into the big picture, how it moves the needle. Dear leader, you need to share context with your direct reports. They need to know how the work they're doing, I beg your pardon, contributes to solving key problems. They need to understand the big picture and how they fit into it. So don't just delegate without giving context. A key reason people get jaded in the workplace is because they're just not seeing how their work is contributing to anything real. It all just feels like a never-ending cycle of one disparate task after another. They are unable to connect the dots, and you, as their boss, are not helping them too. You want to find out from your boss what is a key bother for them. In other words, ask your boss, "Hey, I want to help you solve some key problems. What are they? How can I best help you?" You don't want to be that person spending your work days on activities that are kind of important. No, you want to be the person beavering away on solving problems that are key. Capital letters, KEY. Problems that are giving your boss and her boss and his boss sleepless nights. You want to be focused on those ones, solving them. And this might include problems you were not hired to solve. I've worked with clients who, for example, have decided to take on the matter of solving the culture problem in their organization. That's not what they were hired to do. They're not in HR, but they put up their hand and offered to champion solving the problem that the organization is having, or to be a part of the committee that is working on solving that problem. Before you do anything like that, though, just remember, it's got to be first of all about how your job, the job you were hired to do, and the activities you're doing are solving key issues for your department and for the organization, and perhaps even the industry as a whole. How exciting is that? Why not challenge yourself to do that? How good is that going to feel for you? How good is that going to look in your CV, your bio, your LinkedIn profile? So get clear about four things. Number one, what is the problem or the problems? Number two, who has that problem? Number three, how can you effectively and efficiently solve the problem? And number four, how to let the person with the problem know that you are the best person to solve it. This is what we business owners do. But you see, there's no reason why you can't apply the same thinking in your job as an employee, thinking like an entrepreneur within an organization you're employed in. Whether the person with the problem is an internal group within the company or the client or customer that's out there, just focus on activities that are solving people's problems. You see, when you have this mindset, you stop doing things like feeling stuck and complaining. You stop feeling frustrated at work, or worse, passing the problems on to your clients and customers. So it's not, "Oh, sorry, we're late delivering your goods. Our truck broke down." Instead, it's, "Let's get another truck ASAP so that we can deliver this thing on time to our customer." You see, the person that says that is focused on solving problems. Don't we all appreciate businesses that engage with us that way? They're just helping us get what we want. You can even become a real ninja and preempt problems. If we do X, problem Y might occur. What's the plan for if problem Y happens? You see, long before the pandemic years, I started doing remote coaching. Why? Because one, I wanted clients all over the world to be able to access the coaching program. Remote coaching solved that problem. And two, for those clients that were in the same city as me, I helped them to see how remote coaching would help them solve the problem of being late for your session because you're stuck in traffic. Shifting to remote sessions helped clients understand how this is going to be great. I, at 9:55 a.m., can finish a particular task, grab my coffee, grab my tea, sit down at 10 a.m. for the coaching call with CC, and at 11:05, the call ends and you go right back to the work that you were doing. as opposed to jumping back into your car, getting back into traffic, and trying to navigate your way back home or to the office. I was doing remote coaching long before the pandemic, guys. I was doing Zoom calls long before the pandemic, just solving problems in advance. And it helped, of course, during the pandemic to let clients know that I'd been doing remote coaching for years and I was comfortable with it. It assured them. When you take key issues off people's plates, for example, your boss's plate, when you make their life easier, when you participate in helping someone get what they want, all this will help you get what you want to progress in your career and in the business that you've started. For business owners, I want to invite you to always check in with your team when they come to you with suggestions. Just ask, what problem is this solving? Is this a key problem? Okay, tell me more. And listen to the solutions they are suggesting and ask, is that the most efficient and effective way of solving the problem? Help people to start thinking this way. It's fulfilling to know that you are working on key problems that are a part of the project, that are part of the business that you are in. You're not just doing busy work that's kind of important. Now, sometimes we get so overwhelmed by all the other stuff going on at work that we feel we can't focus on solving problems. You're just trying to survive. You're just trying to stay afloat when the politics gets too intense, when the environment becomes unfavorable. What to do if this is you? I want to invite you to be courageous. Surface that underlying problem and think of solutions and execute them. You may need to approach your boss in a one-on-one and say, I think this is the problem, and I'd like to participate in solving it. Can I go ahead and do that? Here's my plan. Perhaps you just don't see eye to eye with your boss. What then? Well, here's my counsel. Rather than becoming the antagonist in the team, be proactive. How? Well, get a coach, for example. Work together to find ways of solving this particular challenge. Talk to your mentor. Hear what they have to say. Worst case scenario, look for work somewhere else, somewhere you feel you can thrive with a boss who shares similar values. But I promise you, that new job will come with its fair share of problems. You can't keep running away. Just become the kind of person who likes solving problems. Now, coaching, receiving coaching, is about helping you solve your personal and professional problems. Reach out to coaches like myself. Let's talk. Allow us to help you solve some of your problems. You can find me at www.themainprotagonist.com. Get in touch. Go to themainprotagonist.com/apply. Thank you, as always, guys, for your time, your energy, for tuning in. I wish you courage and success at solving problems.